Today is the 22nd day of April. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back around the global campfire. It is good to see you all. Great to see you all. Grateful to see you all. Man, how's everybody doing? How's your week going so far? I'm glad that whatever's happening, we can kind of let that go for a little bit. And just gather here and continue this journey forward on this 22nd day of April. Today we will read Joshua chapter 24. Then Joshua summoned all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, including their elders, leaders, judges, and officers. So they came and presented themselves to God. Joshua said to the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River, and they worshipped other gods. But I took your ancestor Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him into the land of Canaan. I gave him many descendants through his son Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir, while Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I brought terrible plagues on Egypt. And afterward, I brought you out as a free people. But when your ancestors arrived at the Red Sea, the Egyptians chased after you with chariots and charioteers. When your ancestors cried out to the Lord, I put darkness between you and the Egyptians. I brought the sea crashing down on the Egyptians, drowning them. With your very own eyes, you saw what I did. Then you lived in the wilderness for many years. Finally, I brought you into the land of the Amorites on the east side of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I destroyed them before you. I gave you victory over them, and you took possession of their land. Then Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, started a war against Israel. He summoned Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to him. Instead, I made Balaam bless you, and so I rescued you from Balak. When you crossed the Jordan River and came to Jericho, the men of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I gave you victory over them, and I sent terror ahead of you to drive out the two kings of the Amorites. It was not your swords or bows that brought you victory. I gave you land you had not worked on, and I gave you towns you did not build, the towns where you are now living. I gave you vineyards and olive groves for food, though you did not plant them. So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." The people replied, "We would never abandon the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord our God is the one who rescued us and our ancestors from slavery in the land of Egypt. He performed mighty miracles before our very eyes. As we traveled through the wilderness among our enemies, he preserved us. It was the Lord who drove out the Amorites and the other nations living here in the land. So we too will serve the Lord, for he alone is our God. Then Joshua warned the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy and jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you abandon the Lord and serve other gods, he will turn against you and destroy you, even though he has been so good to you." But the people answered Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord. You are a witness to your own decision," Joshua said. "You have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes," they replied. "We are witnesses to what we have said." "All right then," Joshua said. "Destroy the idols among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God. We will obey him alone." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day at Shechem, committing them to follow the decrees and regulations of the Lord. Joshua recorded these things in the book of God's instructions. As a reminder of their agreement, he took a huge stone and rolled it beneath the terebinth tree beside the tabernacle of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, "This stone has heard everything the Lord said to us. It will be a witness to testify against you if you go back on your word to God." And Joshua sent all the people away to their own homelands. After this, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the land he had been allocated, at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. The people of Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived them. Those who had personally experienced all that the Lord had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the Israelites had brought along with them when they left Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the plot of land Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor for 100 pieces of silver. This land was located in the territory allotted to the descendants of Joseph. Eleazar, son of Aaron, also died. He was buried in the hill country of Ephraim, in the town of Gibeah, which had been given to his son, Phinehas. Luke 21:1 through 28. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 small coins. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them. For they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." Some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. But Jesus said, "The time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to take place?" He replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming, 'I am the Messiah,' and saying, "The time has come, but don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately." Then he added, "Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and plagues in many lands, and there will be terrifying things, and great miraculous signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into synagogues and prisons, and you will stand trial before kings and governors, because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry in advance about how to answer the charges against you. For I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute you. Even those closest to you, your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, will betray you. They will even kill some of you. And everyone will hate you because you are my followers. But not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win your souls. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you will know that the time of its destruction has arrived. Then those in Judea must flee to the hills. Those in Jerusalem must get out, and those out in the country should not return to the city. For those will be days of God's vengeance, and the prophetic words of the scriptures will be fulfilled. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers in those days. For there will be disaster in the land and great anger against this people. They will be killed by the sword or sent away as captives to all the nations of the world. And Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the period of the Gentiles comes to an end. And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near." Psalm 89, 38 through 52. "But now you have rejected him and cast him off. You are angry with your anointed king. You have renounced your covenant with him. You have thrown his crown in the dust. You have broken down the walls protecting him and ruined every fort defending him. Everyone who comes along has robbed him, and he has become a joke to his neighbors. You have strengthened his enemies and made them all rejoice. You have made his sword useless and refused to help him in battle. You have ended his splendor and overturned his throne. You have made him old before his time and publicly disgraced him. O Lord, how long will this go on? Will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Remember how short my life is, how empty and futile this human existence. No one can live forever. All will die. No one can escape the power of the grave. Lord, where is your unfailing love? You promised it to David with a faithful pledge. Consider, Lord, how your servants are disgraced. I carry in my heart the insults of so many people. Your enemies have mocked me, O Lord. They mock your anointed king wherever he goes. Praise the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Proverbs 13:20-23. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners, while blessings reward the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. Okay, so as we're moving through the book of Joshua today, we've reached the conclusion of the book of Joshua. And so in finishing this book, we also said goodbye to Joshua, who had lived a faithful an incredibly adventurous life till the age of 110. And so as his final days are approaching, he follows in the footsteps of Moses by bringing all the people together and making sure that the people are reminded about who they are and where they came from and where they're going. And so at the end of his life, Joshua tells Israel's leaders that they have a choice to make. And it's a big one. And it's a choice that each of us actually has to make as well. Who they would serve. Would that be the Lord? And in entering into covenant with God, rejecting, forsaking all others, the people did affirm their allegiance to God. And then Joshua said something striking. Because it should be striking to us. He said, you are witnesses to your own decision. So what makes this powerful is that the people are agreeing that there's nobody else that needs to be a witness against them. Like, their lives will serve as a witness against them if they break covenant, if they cheat, if they break their promise. This is a fascinating way to need to look at our own lives. We are the witnesses for or against the faith we claim based on the way we actually live our lives. Like, it's no problem to present an image of just about anything. But the facade eventually gets exposed to the light, no matter how long we run the game. So we can present the image, but underneath it, underneath all of that, is the truth. So the way that we live within our relationships today will be a witness for or against us in those relationships. The words we choose to say today will be a witness. When we lay our heads down on the pillow this evening, we will have given testimony. We will have written the chapter that is today on history and testified to what we really believe about knowing God. So let's take it to heart. It's going to happen whether we're conscious of it or not. To be aware is to give it value and to become self-aware. So let's take this to heart and understand that our lives are the greatest witness for or against what we say we believe. And so may we come to the same conclusion that the children of Israel do as the book of Joshua is coming to a close. We will serve the Lord our God. We will obey Him alone. So, Father, well, we thank you, first of all, for bringing us into the Promised Land and through the book of Joshua, helping us to kind of understand how it came to be and was formed, because we're going into completely different territory as we move forward. So thank you for that. And as the book draws to a close, the choice, choose you this day who you will serve, is before us. And so we've contemplated that, and we invite you to help us to continue to contemplate that, the way that we live in our relationships today is the witness for or against us. The words that we're speaking are the witness. We will have given testimony when we call this day done and we lay down to go to sleep. We will have given testimony to what we truly believe. Lead us into all truth about that, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are home base. They are the website and the app, and that is where you find out what's going on around here. So I've been kind of hinting that, you know, very soon, like more immediate than not, we're about to make this transition into a brand new kind of platform, brand new app, brand new web, brand new everything, brand new everything. And so I'm going to kind of do a little bit more than tease and say that that's really getting to be a reality. And I'm going to begin this sort of telling stories and telling why, you know, like we've really only worked years. I mean, we were in the middle of COVID starting this from a blank page, and just a lot of pain and heartbreak, and not going to be able to get there from here. Not going to be able to get there this way, and just, you know, Daily Audio Bible. We have, Jill and I have told so much of different aspects of our story, and so it's like not a secret that we weren't trying to build this plane. Like, this wasn't this ship or whatever, like, I guess we sail. It wasn't, it just wasn't on the radar. So we, you know, if it's a ship, we, somehow it floated out of harbor and then just tens and tens of thousands of people wanted to jump on board, and all of a sudden, like, we're building a ship afloat. And so just doing whatever we can to bolt on the technology and pray and think and imagine and dream. And it's, you know, there's things in this brand new platform and app that have been dreamed of truly for a decade. That we've even been here a decade, much less two, is crazy, but nevertheless, we came to a place where blank page, we have to build the things that we need and not keep trying to make things that are similar bolt on and work in a way that doesn't really work great. And we need to really kind of think this through so that it can grow. That we're not like bound into some kind of platform that we outgrow, or we just cannot get where we want to go. So we've got to like truly build a platform from a blank page. And then upon that, build the supporting applications, like the mobile app for your phone, or the tablet app for your tablet, or the web app for the web. Those sit on infrastructures that sit on really, really, really large infrastructures. And man, the more things in between it all, more weird things can go wrong. And I'm not going to get in the weeds. I'm just going to say we made a decision. It was a necessary decision. Some painful choices had to be made in the middle of kind of lockdown. Things were really, really difficult. And like personally, professionally, spiritually. And just had to decide, you know, at some point we have to build what we need. It's at some point we have to understand that we're not kids anymore here. Like, this has been going on. The Lord seems to have allowed something kind of phenomenal to happen around this daily rhythm. Allowed this to become the longest running daily podcast program in history. So, you know, we need to build what we need. I didn't know. Nobody knew. I thought that was going to take 6 to 12 months. That was not correct at all. Not from a blank page. And so we are like in our fifth year to develop what we have been building and correcting and imagining and engineering and thinking and testing and fixing and retooling and refactoring and rethinking and just not so much in circles, just getting this right, getting it ready, getting it launch ready, getting it not just launch ready like it'll be stable, but launch ready like it has a good suite of features, like it does things that we have really, really dreamed of doing for a really long time, and starts to bring those to fruition, but only as a starting place, because now we can't get boxed in. We can only box ourselves in. Now the technology is ours. This is like ours. And we can do whatever we want. So that's what has happened. And it has been blood, sweat, tears, heartbreak, exhilaration, hope, beauty, frustration. It has been life. It has been a heavy burden, and also wind in the sails at times. So it is literally part of the DNA of Daily Audio Bible. And I'm sure that there'll be more to say in the days ahead, but I'm just gotta start somewhere and tell the story. We really needed to build something that was just gonna hold together for the long haul. And that was an incredible journey. And I'll tell you some more tomorrow. But that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, DEP family. This is Kendo from Los Angeles, California. I really just wanted to ask a prayer request that, you know, I've been single for about 10 years, and I do desire to be married and find a spouse, but more importantly, just to have someone that desires children, that desires ministry. I'm in this business with life insurance, and I want to build an agency with her and leave an inheritance for my children's children when they come, and also building, you know, multiple faith-based gyms and businesses and ministries. So I just pray that I would find her, and that God would give me the strength to find her and knowing the right questions to ask. Thank you for letting me share. God bless.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula in Albuquerque. It is Sunday, April 19th. Just got done listening to the podcast. A couple of things. I want to thank our brother that called in about my son's anxiety. He is doing better, and I have to tell you, I ordered a breathing prayer book for him. It arrived yesterday, and what a blessing. It's one of the ones that Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel signed, period. Also, another prayer request. I just found out last night my sister Emily's cancer has spread from the lung to her breast. She does not sound discouraged, but just very tired. Would you all please continue to pray for her as she and her husband are still raising the two youngest grandsons, 9 and 7. I'm going to see what I can do to maybe help with some of the house chores. I know we all have prayer needs, and I listen every day and continue to pray for all of those as well. I love you all. Thank you, my family. I knew this was the best place to offer up this prayer request. Have a very blessed week. Love you.
This is Aaron in Middle Hope, New York, calling in with a word of encouragement for Titus 2 in Maryland. I heard your call, sister, regarding you and your husband trying to conceive, and I just wanted to share a quick thought. In the Bible, there are several instances of women who desperately wanted a child and were kept waiting for many years, and it wasn't until late in life that they finally gave birth to their first child. And in each of those cases, those children had great purposes in God's plan. John the Baptist, Joseph, Samson, Isaac. Those children were born at exactly the right time to be able to accomplish their purpose in God's plan. So please don't lose hope when you don't conceive as quickly as you'd like to, but rather gain hope that your child to come is one that God has great purpose for, that that child will have a wonderful, deep relationship with God and serve Him in an amazing way. Much love, family. This is Aaron in Middle Hope, New York.
Hi, DAB. This is Abraham from Texas. Just want to reach out for prayer. I've been listening for about 14, 15 years now, and had a lot of, I've called a couple of times. One of the major prayer requests I have is for my wife and I, for our marriage. We've had a lot of issues, and recently my wife decided she wanted to be separated. And she's gotten real, real combative, real aggressive. I've been doing everything I can to try to love on her, be loving, and she has a lot of hurt. And this is getting very heavy, and I just need some prayer and encouragement, and just some breakthrough and some comfort from the Lord. We have a young son, an 8-year-old son, and this is starting to really affect him now too, because he's starting to see the distance, the separation, and what it's causing. So it hurts. It hurts to see him, to hurt him, and it hurts just for, you know, we're all hurting. I just need some restoration. I need some peace in our marriage. And anyways, thank you guys for your prayer. I know that God can work miracles. Right now it feels very difficult, almost impossible. But anyways, thank you for the prayer.
Hello, Dad family. First time caller asking for prayer for an upcoming wisdom tooth extraction. Please pray for everything to go smoothly with the procedure and the anesthesia, and that the site of the extraction would fully heal. I'm also asking for prayer for my heart to be free of anxiety, and that my heartbeat would not be irregular during the extraction or afterwards. Thank you so much. I appreciate you praying for me, and thank you so much. God bless all of you.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I don't have a creative handle yet. This is my first call ever. I listen to the Daily Audio Bible. I appreciate so much everything that Brian and Jill do, and love whatever this is. I'm calling today to ask for prayer for my pastor and his wife. My pastor has been in chronic pain for about 15 years, and various health issues off and on, just gallbladder taken out, liver cancer, spinal cord had to be patched, on and on, and now needs surgery on one of his hips. In the meantime, his wife has been a rock of health all this time, and now has just is going through chemo for breast cancer. I just ask that you would lift them up in your prayers for healing and resilience, and that the Lord would sustain them through this. Thank you so much.